Poppleton and Friends. The short day. Poppleton was tired of being landlocked. He wanted to go to the shore. "Hudson likes the shore," said Poppleton. "I will ask him to go too." So Poppleton and Hudson were on a bus heading for the shore. There were a lot of older ladies on the bus. They were a club. They called themselves the Sassy Sues. Hudson and Poppleton enjoyed the ladies very much. The ladies taught them new songs and new dances and how to win at poker. When the bus got to the shore, Hudson and Poppleton waved goodbye to the ladies. Poppleton had a big beach chair, which he unfolded. Hudson had a little beach chair, which he unfolded. They ate cheese sandwiches. They watched the waves. They collected shells. At the end of the day, they took the bus back home. "Let's tell Jerry Sue about our day," said Poppleton. Hudson and Poppleton went to see Jerry Sue. They gave her some shells and a cheese sandwich. They sang her some new songs. They danced her some new dances. They taught her how to win at poker. They were very happy. The shore day had been great, but remembering it was even better. Dry skin. Poppleton looked in the mirror one morning. "Yikes," he cried, "dry skin." He looked closer. "I am flaking away." Poppleton called Cherry Sue. "Cherry Sue," said Poppleton, "I am as dry as an old apple. What should I do?" "Put on some oil," said Cherry Sue. "All right," said Poppleton. He put on some oil. But the next day, the dry skin was back. Poppleton called Cherry Sue again. "I am as dry as a dandelion. I am as dry as a dandelion," said Poppleton. "Did you put on some oil?" asked Cherry Sue. "It didn't help," said Poppleton. "It just made me want French fries." Then put on some honey," said Cherry Sue. "All right," said Poppleton. He put on some honey. But the next day, the dry skin was back. Poppleton called Cherry Sue. "I am as dry as a desert," said Poppleton. "Did you put on some honey?" asked Cherry Sue. "It didn't help me." "It didn't help," said Poppleton. It just made me want biscuits. I will be right over, said Cherry Sue. When she walked into Poppleton's house, Cherry Sue saw 20 empty French fry bags and a chair full of crumbs. Told you, said Poppleton. Let me see your dry skin, said Cherry Sue. Poppleton leaned over. Cherry Sue looked closely. Poppleton, you don't have dry skin, said Cherry Sue. I don't, asked Poppleton. You have lint, said Cherry Sue. Lint? Asked Poppleton. Where did I get lint from that old sweater? Said Cherry Sue. Poppleton, have you been wearing the same linty sweater for 3 days? Asked Cherry Sue. Poppleton hung his head. I can be such a pig, he said. I will be right back, said Cherry Sue. Soon she came back with a lint brush. No llama can be without one, she said. Poppleton brushed away the lint. And threw away the bags and swept away the crumbs. I feel like a new pig, Poppleton said to Cherry Sue. You look like one, said Cherry Sue. S. Speckly. S. Speckly. S. Speckly? With that new wart on your nose. Wart? Wart? Poppleton screamed, running for the mirror. Cherry Sue giggled all the way home.